You're listening to SBS News.
Rudra Chitnis is planning his wedding, but an important person's not part of the preparations. His younger brother Tej, who disappeared 3 years ago.
I'm getting married next year, and he's never met my fiance, which is probably the most upsetting because I really think they would have gone along. And it's just a very odd that such a big person in my life hasn't met someone else who's such a big part of my life.
The hip-hop-loving fitness fanatic was reported missing after he failed to attend a dinner in Melbourne for his dad Giant's birthday.
We don't really know anything different from 3 years ago. His car has not been found, and there are no other details. There's no sighting, so it's really a big void.
His mother, Reva, keeps fresh linen on his bed in the hope he'll return.
I think a message from me to Tej is he is very much missed and loved, not just by the family, but a lot of friends, a lot of community. There is a lot of support for him if he does decide to come back, or at least just get in touch with us.
Brightly coloured artworks featuring Tej and seven other long-term missing Australians have been printed on 20,000 coffee cups for use at cafes around the country. The hope, according to Lauren O'Keefe from the Missing Persons Advocacy Network, to trigger fresh leads during Missing Persons Week.
We've realised that the public has become a little bit desensitised to missing persons posters over the years, just because of the sheer number of people that get missing every day in Australia. It's over 100.
The campaign's a modern take on a successful 1980s practice of printing missing persons information on milk cartons in the United States. The passions and hobbies of the missing feature on the cups, helping humanise them.
It's about making people stop and think and have a read and learn more about the missing loved ones than just their height, their date of birth and where they were last seen. There's so much more than their vital stats.
While most people reported missing are found quickly, some 3,000 remain missing long term. Giant Chitnis hopes the campaign brings him a step closer to learning what happened to his son in April 2016.
This is just an attempt to keep it live up in people's eyes so that they don't forget and jog someone's memory somewhere around such a big country of ours.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.